This is Road Rage Robin, a DCU's Batman fanfic, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for crack, road rage, Gotham City traffic. I thought we were having a meeting, Dick says, as he drops into one of the chairs loosely gathered around a work table. Bruce is idly flicking through something on a tablet, makes a soft hum of acknowledgement.
We're kind of missing people.
Jason is running laps. Damian is coming down. Cassandra is... Dick turns and sees Cass shadow fighting. He waves. She flashes him a smile before sleeping a kick at her invisible opponent.
And Tim?
Bruce hums again.
Might not make it.
He called earlier to say that his meeting at Wayne Enterprises might run over time.
Ah.
They both turn to Alfred, who has a mildly alarmed look on his face.
All of Alfred's looks tend to be mild. Mildly amused, mildly annoyed, mildly disappointed, mildly distressed, mildly alarmed.
I don't like the sound of that ah, Alfie. Should I be worried? Dick drums his fingers on the tabletop as Alfred shoots a look toward the stairs leading up into the manor proper.
Well, you see, Master Dick, I received a call earlier. Master Timothy was able to get out of the meeting about 10 minutes ago.
Dick blinks. It's rush hour, Alfred.
Dick blanches.
It's rush hour.
Yes, Master Dick. It is indeed rush hour.
Alfred looks faintly terrified. There is construction going down the main road because of the latest fight with Bane. Bruce lays the tablet down and puts his head in his hands.
Get him on the line.
Hey, B.
Tim, if you were able to get out of the meeting, you should have called one of us to pick you up. Bruce feels a headache. Dick looks anxious, staring at his cell phone like it's going to explode. To be fair to him, Tim usually does end up calling Dick at least once whenever he has to deal with rush hour. It is rarely pleasant and often disturbing. Damian settles into the chair next to him. Curious tilt to his head.
I didn't want to be a bother to anyone.
Tim sounds calm enough. And then again, there are sayings about the eye of the storm, and
it's always the quiet ones.
Tim is a quiet one. Until he isn't. At which point, Bruce regrets every decision in his life and just rides it out.
I might be late to the meeting. Is everyone else there?
You are on speakerphone.
Oh, okay.
A pause.
For the love of fuck, my dead parents drive faster than this.
Damien's eyebrows raise. In the background, Bruce hears Cassandra fall out of rhythm.
If I have the common decency to let you merge, or is this time not suitable enough for you? Would you like me to pencil you in another time? Driving slower doesn't actually conserve gas. Use that underdeveloped brain you hopefully have rattling inside your skull. God. I swear, Gotham is like where everyone who fails their DMV tests go. You should start the meeting without me.
I think it would be best if we waited. Jason comes jogging up, eyebrows raised. Dick waves at the seat next to him. Jason flops into it, unscrewing the cap of a water bottle.
Hi, Jason.
Replacement? Jason tips the bottle at the phone's direction. So, are we doing the meeting over speakerphone? No, Dick says, still staring at his own cell phone. We're waiting for Tim to get here. Dick visibly shrinks in on himself. If he gets here. Cass rests her weight on the back of Damien's chair. There's a sound of a horn blaring, and Tim, for the lack of a better word, clicks. Like the giant mutated insectoid that Bruce vaguely remembers from an out-of-galaxy mission.
Well, fuck you too, asshole! I'm not psychic! I wonder how I was supposed to predict that you'd cut through all five fucking lanes at the last second, you little fuck! I hope you get a flat tire and spiral out of control and crash and burn miserably! In fact, I hope I'm there to see it! I hope I'm there to pour fuel over that fire, and I hope that your insurance rates go up so high you go into debtor's prison!
That's not a thing anymore, Cass says.
What's not a thing anymore?
Bruce can hear Tim blink in confusion. Jason and Damien are staring at the phone like it's a foreign object out of a different dimension. Never mind.
Anyway, so everyone's there already? Are you sure you don't want to start with that? For the love of Batman, what shade of green are you looking for? Verdant green? Forest green? Robin's fucking tights? Does this shade of green not complement your nail polish? God, you have feet. Use them. It's a pedal. It's the thing that makes your car move. For the love of God, yellow lights are optional, you idiot. And now we have to wait for the entire fucking intersection and the masses of jaywalking pedestrians. This is why we can't have anything nice. You are the reason why we can't have anything nice. How has evolution not removed you from the gene pool yet? Can't say fucking green. It's the last light. You fuck everyone else in front of you and moves and everything. Do you think you are an exception? No, you are exceptionally dumb. But yeah, you guys should totally start without me. I might be in traffic for a bit.
Remember your breathing exercises. Bruce wonders how bad of an example it would set if he got drunk in front of his 10-year-old son and then gave shots to the rest of his children. In contrast to how bad it would be if he just gave up and walked away from the situation. How unfair would it be to dump this on Dick? Dick always says that he and Tim don't get time together anymore. Dick's arm snaps out and holds him down like a vice. Dick bares his teeth, hisses, "If I have to sit through this, so do you." Bruce grimaces.
I don't need to remember my breathing exercises. I need everyone else to remember that this road is a 45 and that it's the age of carpe fucking diem. So seize the yellow light by the throat and dare it to turn red.
Replacement has road rage. Jason says, in complete awe. Road rage!
I don't have road rage,
Tim huffs. They hear the sound of a car accelerating.
I have an appreciation for fine cars. For the love of God! If you're going to drive a BMW or a Mercedes complete with the stupid back fins, you should at least pretend to know how to drive. I mean, seriously? You drive a car with that kind of horsepower, and you get overtaken by four Volkswagens, a smart car, and a Toyota from the 90s? That's pathetic. You don't deserve that car. You son of a bitch, you think you can get away with tailgating me? I will fucking find you. I will find you, and I will bring you down. Dick, there is a black...
I am not pulling records for you, Dick says. Makes a face. Again.
It's for the good of the rest of the driving population, Dick. Tell him, Bruce.
It's for the good of the rest of the driving population, Dick. Bruce deadpans in Dick's direction.
What if he does this to someone who isn't me? What if he tailgates and... Don't you fucking overtake me, you shit! I have his plate number. Dick, I have his plate number.
Tim, no.
But what if he does this to someone who isn't capable of defending themselves? Dick... We took an oath to protect the streets of Gotham. And are you denying the oath, Dick? Are you denying the oath?
Tim's voice gains a dark, slightly hysterical edge. I think that's a little bit too much of a literal interpretation, little...
It's an empty fucking side street with no fucking turns, you fuckface. What the hell are you tapping your brakes for? There aren't even any people, and...
Their silence. Bruce holds his breath.
hopes he passes out. He won't.
Bruce?
Yes, Tim?
I know we have a no-killing rule.
Christ! Dick puts his head in his hands. Cass sighs and pinches the bridge of her nose. Damien looks fascinated. Jason looks incredibly entertained.
But this would be doing a favor to all of mankind. Think about the gestalt of the human race. How much of a favor I'd be doing by removing this person from the gene pool. What if... Oh God, Bruce, what if he already has kids? What if he has spawned others? Bruce, we have to get those kids into protective custody. What if it's too late? They'll never be able to enter society as functional and capable drivers. They will forever cut into their left turns and tailgate and drive 15 miles over speed limit and tap out the base for blurred lines as they break along empty stretches of road.
It's tempting. They are all aware of the song. Dick is incapable of listening to the song without going very pale. Bruce always feels a lot sick. And Jason goes a particular shade of red. Tim goes still, in a way that normally signals that he's going into his headspace. It's not a song that's appreciated in their family.
Blurred lines,
Tim hisses.
I'll show you the blurred lines of your blood on my windshield.
Tim, murder is not the answer.
I'd be doing humanity a favor,
Tim grinds out.
And I would get away with it. I could totally get away with it. I've done worse.
Which is actually true, considering how much experience they have getting various fluids out of their armor and cleaning up crime scenes. Tim really could get away with it if he were so inclined. Bruce knows that tone of voice. He's very familiar with it. Over the years, he's even come up with a way to get around said tone of voice. He idly checks Tim's trackers, finds him using the side roads to get around the main traffic. A good choice, but Tim has the strange and unfortunate luck to always find himself surrounded by those he deems incompetent and unworthy drivers. Except for that one time with the textbook perfect turn. God, I want to marry that left turn. It was beautiful. You were unconscious at the time, B, but if you were able to see it, I think you would have appreciated it just as much as I did.
Why is my car slowing down? What the?
Dick shoots Bruce an incredulous look. Cass is staring at him very hard. Tim, I want you to calm down and breathe.
What the? Oh my God, what's happened? Bruce.
Tim's voice snaps into Red Robin.
Did you lowjack my car?
Don't make me send you back to anger management. Please, no. The people at anger management think Bruce is crazy. Well, not Bruce, but one of Bruce's aliases. Tim's corresponding alias is, quote-unquote, a delightful young man who is particularly charming and witty without an ounce of malicious intent in him. Tim's anger really only does come out when he's driving a vehicle of any sort. And even then, it's somewhat disturbingly controlled.
How dare you?
Red Robin's voice is cold. Bruce directs the car to take a slightly longer route back to the cave.
You lowjacked my car. If it was one of your cars, I understand. Batman, whatever. But this is my car. She is a lady, and you should treat her with respect, not roofie her and...
Silence.
You will pay dearly for this.
Road rage, Jason says, when Bruce cuts the line. Dick is grimacing at his phone, which is chiming a new text, so quickly that it hasn't actually stopped chiming. Just non-stop new text message alerts. Replacement has road rage. The zen, calm, stone-faced baby bird that talks to cats and likes to read Star Trek novelizations has road rage. And somehow I'm the angry Robin? How does that even work? Tim is... Bruce can't even finish the sentence. Damien looks pleased about something. Bruce makes a mental note not to ever put Damien in the same car with Tim. One of them might end up dead. Or arrested. He's repressed, Cass says. It's complicated. It's hilarious. You say that, but you haven't been in a car with him. Dick looks like he's considering just throwing the phone away. It's terrifying because he looks like Tim, but then he starts talking and you think he's going to do something crazy, but no, he just aggressively drives at the speed limit. That's a thing? Tim makes it a thing. Everyone turns when they hear Tim's car approach. Tim's car slowly comes to a stop, and there's a long moment before the door opens, and Tim comes out looking, well, like all of them do when they come back from pretending to be well-adjusted members of high society. Like he stepped off a cover for GQ. Why is everyone staring at me like that? Tim blinks, looking politely puzzled as he shuts the car door, giving the hood of the car a fond pat. Anyway, we should get the meeting started so he can go on patrol. Cass kicks out a chair for him. Bruce looks like he's finally found his happy place. And Dick looks a little sick as he stares at his phone. Tim frowns. Dick, why are you looking at your phone like that? Jason kicks Tim's ankle. Hardcore replacement. Hardcore. Tim just looks even more confused. What did I do? The end.